Well, since Jane Ace went on a budget, she's been showing losses in running the Ace household. To pay off some bills, she went to a loan company to borrow $100 and was told she would have to get two note signers and her husband's signature. Mr. Ace, we also learned, needs money in his real estate business and is about to borrow on his insurance. For that, he needs Jane's signature. It's late afternoon at the Aces now, and we find Marge just home from work talking with Jane. Listen.
But, Jane, why can't you tell me after dinner? I'm tired. I want to go in and freshen up.
Marge, I have to talk to you before he comes home. I've been on pins and cushions all day hoping you'd come home before he did, and now that you're here, you won't listen to what I'm...
All right. What is it?
Well, sit down, Marge. Sit by my desk here.
Yes, Jane. Go on.
Well, Marge, we've been friends for a long time, haven't we?
Yes, Jane.
Not only friends, but best friends. Ever since we were both that old, we've been friends. I can remember even at school, the fun we used to have. You and I always together. If you wanted me to do something for you, I always did it. Sometimes I even got into trouble doing it, but I always did it. Like that time you had a crush on Conrad Nagel and you went to see his movie that afternoon and I signed your mother's name to the note and gave it to the teacher. Remember that, Morris?
Oh, vaguely. But, Jane, what's all this leading to?
Well, don't you remember how I signed that note and gave it to the teacher?
Yes, I remember something like it, but what...
Something like it? Well, that's gratifying for you. Something like it. The trouble I got into because I signed it. And you say you remember something like it. Marge, how can you
say
that?
But, Jane, that was so long ago. I have only a faint recollection of it. I don't even see how you can remember it. How'd you happen to think way back to that? We were just kids.
Yes, we were kids. So we were best friends. You were my best friend anyhow. You wanted to go and see Conrad Nagel, and you wanted to ditch school that afternoon. And because you wanted to, I signed the note with your mother's name and handed it in to the teacher. Didn't I?
Yes, I suppose so.
Suppose so. Why, Marge, how can you...
Well, all right, yes. You signed the note.
Well, then you do remember.
Yes, Jane.
Well, just so you remember. Now, I always say a best friend is a person who would do something for another person that the other person did for her. Don't you?
No.
No?
No. I always say that when you start rambling like this, there's something coming off that shouldn't be. Now, what is it, Jane?
What's what?
That's what I want to know. What's all this talk about your having signed a note for me to play hooky from school?
Well, I did.
Granted. So what?
So like I said, a best friend would do the same thing for the other, wouldn't she?
Oh, I see.
You do?
Yes, I see what you mean.
At last.
Of course I do. You want to go to a picture show tonight and you want me to square it with Ace, huh?
Go to a... Who said anything about wanting to go to a picture show?
Why, you did. You said I wanted to go to a picture show in the dim past, and you signed an excuse and handed it to my teacher. So now I presume you want me to fix it today so you can go.
I'm not talking about picture shows. That's not the part that's important. It's the note I signed for you that's important.
The note?
Yes, that's the part I'm talking about.
Well, do you want me to sign a note for you?
Yes, now you've got it. I want you to sign a note for me.
A note telling Ace you're going to a picture show?
Will you stop talking about a picture show? I'm talking about a note to borrow some money.
A note borrowing money from a bank?
Bank?
Well, you were talking about picture shows, and now you suddenly spring something about a bank note. I don't know what
you... I'm not talking about bank night at a picture show. Marge, you certainly didn't pay much attention. Oh, well, sit there and laugh. That's the kind of a best friend I've got. I sit here all day and wreck my brain trying to think of some way to show you why you should sign this note for me. And you laugh.
Jane, you're not serious about this borrowing money, are you?
I should say I am. Why do you think I went to the Friendly Loan and Finance Company this morning and got this note that I have to get two people to sign and you're one of them?
Borrowing money? How much?
$100.
$100? Well, what for?
For my budget. I've had a loss for 2 weeks now, and I have to pay off some of the bills. So I'm borrowing $100. And I have to get two people to sign the note, and you're one of them.
I see. How about Ace? Is this going to be all right with him? You're not doing this without his knowing about it, are you?
Well, that's just it. I was going to, but I can't. Because I have to get him to sign this paper here. They said up there that they won't lend money to a husband without his wife signing it. Or to a wife without his wife signing it. No, to a wife with... Did I say wife?
I think you did, Jane. And I think it's all coming to me now. You've got to get Ace's signature before you can borrow this money. Is that it?
Well, yes. And two other people on this note, and you're one of them.
I see.
Well, I don't like the tone in your eye, Marge. You don't mean to say you wouldn't sign this note for me.
Well, Jane, I don't think I should.
Don't say it, Marge.
But I did say it.
Oh, that's right. Well, what do you mean you don't think you should? When we were in school together and you came to me with a note, didn't I say I'd sign it?
Oh, but that was different.
Well, it was a note, and that's what this is. And if you don't sign it, Marge, well, all right for you.
Jane, listen. You've got to get Ace to sign something, too, don't you?
Yes, but I'm talking about you.
And you've got to get another signer with me. Well, if you can get both of those, Ace and this other signer, then I'll sign it, too.
You will?
Yes, if you get Ace to sign it.
Oh, he'll sign it.
You think so?
Well, he'll have to. He's the one that got me started on this budget. And now that I'm losing money every week, it's on account of him. Before I had the budget, I just spent money without worrying about how much I was losing. And now that he got me started and I'm losing and I have to pay these bills, well, it's no more than fair for him to sign
it. Yes, you're right, Jane. You get him to sign it and I'll sign it.
Oh, I think he's here now. Is that you, dear?
Yes, Jane.
Well, good luck to you, Jane, but I
wouldn't... don't go now, Marge. Oh, hello, dear.
Hello, Jane. Oh, you home already, Marge? I thought I got home early.
Well, I did, too.
I kind of knocked off early because
Yes, you both got home early.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell Laura to hurry up the dinner so we can eat.
Before you do that, Jane, I want to get this off my mind.
What is it?
Something I want you to do for me. It'll just take a minute, and I want to get that done before
Well, I'll go in and get freshened up a bit.
No, wait, Marge. You can witness this.
Witness? Witness what?
Well, I want Jane to sign this paper.
Sign a paper?
Well, what's so funny about
that? Dear, were you standing out there listening to Marge and me?
Was I standing where listening to what?
Well, what do you mean you want me to sign a paper?
This paper here. I'm borrowing some money on my insurance, and I... Oh, Marge, I don't see what you find funny in a man borrowing money on his insurance.
Well, you will before the evening's over.
What is she talking about? What's going on here?
Did you say you're borrowing money, dear?
Yes, on my insurance. And since I assigned this policy to you, I've got to get your signature.
Oh, you want me to sign something. Is that it?
Yeah, don't tell me you won't do it.
Oh, I didn't say I wouldn't do it.
Well, I hope you didn't say you wouldn't. That's no cooperation for a wife. I've got a chance to grab a tremendous bargain in real estate, and I need the do-re-mi to close the deal. I'll double my money on it.
What do you mean, double?
Well, it's business, Jane. I'm afraid it's beyond your comprehension. You can take my word for it that if I didn't need it, I wouldn't be asking you to sign this paper. If you do, we'll be sitting pretty. Now, if you'll just put your name right here...
Well, just a minute, dear. Don't rush me. How much are you borrowing?
Well, I'm borrowing... wait a minute. Was that accent on you?
Me?
Did you just ask me how much are you borrowing?
No, I know how much I'm borrowing. I want
to... You're borrowing?
I think I'd better go in and freshen up.
Wait a minute here, Marge. What's going on here?
Well, I don't think I ought to get involved.
Well, what do you mean you're borrowing money?
Well, I am. $100 from the Friendly Loan and Finance Company. And I have to get you to sign this paper before they'll lend me the money. And when you sign it and I get one more signer, then Marge is going to sign it.
You're borrowing $100? What for? What
for my budget? I've got a loss and I've got to pay it. So I'm borrowing $100 to pay all the losses I've got and the losses I'm going to have.
Well, I'm not signing any loan company notes for you, Jane. You can just get that out of your mind.
Oh, and you think I'm going to sign something for you?
Uh-oh.
You mean you won't sign this paper? Here I need $3,500 in my business, and you...
$3,500, and here I need only $100 in my business.
What do you need $100 for?
Well, I'm afraid it's beyond your competition, dear, but you can take my word for it that if I didn't need the FOSO law, I wouldn't be asking you to sign this paper. And if you do, I'll be sitting on Pretty Street.
Oh, Marge, will you please stay out of this?
Well, I'm sorry, but I offered to leave the room hours ago.
No, I need you to witness this signature.
You can sign this right here, dear, where the X is. The man put the X there. I thought it was like a kiss, but he said it was only to show you where to sign. Has your got an X where I have to sign? Let me see.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't be going around borrowing money like this. What are you going to do with $100? Your loss on the household expenses was nowhere near that. It was only $13 last week.
Yes, but how about this week and the week after? If I'm going to have losses all the time, I've got to have money to pay for them.
So you're borrowing money to pay for them, is that?
Yes, just like you're borrowing money to pay for what you need.
Oh, there's no comparison. You're not comparing this big deal I've got with this paltry $100 you want.
Well, it may be paltry to you, but it's certainly not chicken feed to me.
Jane, listen to me. Now, we've been married 8 years now. We've been more than just married. We're sort of pals, more like friends. Now, in all these years, if you'll look back over the years, haven't
I tried? It's no use, dear. I've already used that on Marge.
Oh, what is she talking about? Used what on Marge?
She gave me that line before when she approached me on signing this note of hers, explaining the meaning of friendship and all that.
And you signed it?
No, not yet. But I told her that if you signed it and you got a signer for the note, I'd be the second co-signer.
But you don't have to borrow money, Jane. Look, I'll pay the $13 loss.
Oh, no, there's going to be other losses. I'll have to have money.
I'll pay them. I'll take care of any...
No, you're just saying that now, dear, because you want me to sign this. But I'm going to borrow this $100, and you're going to sign it, or I won't sign yours.
Oh, isn't that awful?
Well, I don't see what's so awful about it. You think it's awful for me to borrow money, and here you come home and ask me...
All right, look. You sign this first.
Well, that's better. I knew you'd listen to reason.
Yeah, just take this pen here. Sign it right there.
Well, now you're talking. Where should I sign it?
Where the cross mark is there.
Oh, yes. Oh, there's two crosses. Mm-hmm. Mine's only got one where you have to sign it.
Yeah, you just sign it, Jane, where the double cross is.
Yes, I know where the double cross. Oh, no. I get it now.
What?
The double cross. I heard you. Nothing doing. You sign mine first, and then I'll sign yours.
Oh, isn't that
Well, we're afraid Jane's got him there, and it looks as if she's won the first round of her fight to get the loan of $100. Now all she needs is one signer and then Marge. Just how she goes about getting the signer, we'll learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.